This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Okay, this is probably the most important podcast that I've recorded this year. Definitely pay attention to this. History is in the making. What you have been told about the political landscape is utterly false, or at least told by the mainstream media. Your mind will be blown today. Welcome to the podcast. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I'm also the publisher of Trump.news as well as Clinton.news if you want to check out those websites. Now, here's what's going on. Here's what we know now. The house of cards of the FBI scandal, the corrupt deep state FBI run by criminal-minded individuals, this house of cards is crumbling by the day. Here's what we now know. Peter Strzok, who has already been reprimanded after being exposed for being an anti-Trumpster, a pro-Clinton deep state operative working inside the FBI, one of the key FBI decision makers, he has been pivotal to this entire thing. He met with Fusion GPS to get the Trump dossier funded and created, which was, of course, a pack of lies disguised as intelligence. This Trump dossier was then handed back to Peter Strzok, who then wrote up a case for approval of a FISA warrant. He then marched that FISA warrant approval request over to the FISA department within the federal government, which then approved the FISA warrant based on the fake Trump dossier. This FISA warrant was then used to spy on Trump administration officials, including Paul Manafort and Michael Flynn and others, Jared Kushner and others, all illegally, all outside the Constitution, all in a secret police kind of Gestapo tactic, is really all you could call this. And then Peter Strzok interviewed Michael Flynn without telling him that he was being interviewed on the record, to catch Michael Flynn in a casual lie, which then resulted in the threat of a felony charge against Flynn, who then pled guilty to lying to the FBI. And also, Peter Strzok is the one who changed the FBI's analysis of the interview with Hillary Clinton. Oh, and by the way, Peter Strzok also interviewed Hillary Clinton, did not require her to be under oath, allowed her to lie multiple times, allowed her to get away with those lies. And then Peter Strzok co-wrote and altered the FBI's exoneration analysis of Hillary Clinton by changing the phrase, grossly negligent to extremely careless, where grossly negligent is a legal definition that would have resulted in Hillary Clinton having to be arrested and charged with the crimes that she has committed. But they changed it to extremely careless, which is a special exoneration for Hillary Clinton because she's powerful and protected, unlike everybody else. It's one set of laws for the Clintons and a completely different set of laws for everybody else. How many times has Clinton lied to the FBI and lied to America? And now what we are seeing exposed is the deep, deep corruption of the FBI. What a bunch of traitors. What a disastrously dishonest organization the FBI has now been exposed as being. And I don't mean, and I've said this before, I don't mean that every agent, that every man and woman inside the FBI is dishonest. They aren't. Most of them are trying to do their jobs. It's the leadership that has been poisoned by extreme politics. They're all political hacks. And frankly, I'm calling for their arrest. It's time to arrest Peter Strzok. It's time to arrest Robert Mueller. Arrest James Comey. Arrest Weissman. We got to look into McCabe and all the other swamp creatures who took part in this incredible travesty of justice that makes the Nixonian era of deception look like a Boy Scout picnic, frankly. This is the largest and most egregious political scandal in the history of America. And not a word from CNN about this. Not a word from MSNBC. Not a word from the New York Times or the Washington Post or any of the other swamp publishers, USA Today, you name it, they are all covering it up because they are part of it, because they accepted the fake deep state leaks, and I put leaks in air quotes here, leaks that were supposed to point at Trump as being guilty of colluding with the Russians. The media was part of this, and they continue to be part of this. They are covering it up. This is the most egregious political crime, the biggest political conspiracy in the history of our country, bigger than JFK, bigger than 9/11, bigger than Nixon and Watergate. This shows the criminality, the mafioso philosophy of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, which was accepting hundreds of millions of dollars from Russian companies to rubber stamp approval for exporting America uranium supplies, which was also overseen and approved by, guess who, Robert Mueller, as former head of the FBI. He was there when Hillary Clinton was collecting millions of dollars, hundreds of millions, to sell our uranium supply to the Russians. This thing is so big and so deep and so criminal that people are going to go to jail over this, and it's going to be people who are linked to the DNC. If this is fully exposed, the Democrats will be discredited for 50 years. This is such a massive criminal conspiracy, and it's so obvious what they've done now, and they actually thought they could get away with it. They thought they could cover it up because they pushed the narrative on social media, and they pushed the narrative through the mainstream media, and they pushed the narrative through the college campuses and all the students who are gullible young socialists and communists who believe anything that they're told by the New York Times. Such morons. And they thought they could get away with this. But now, thanks to largely the independent media and, frankly, people like Sean Hannity, who deserves major kudos for this. Sean Hannity has been at the forefront of this like a bulldog, not letting go of this story, pursuing it day after day and having guests on who are exposing the truth about this. Sean Hannity deserves a Pulitzer Prize for this, frankly. Sean Hannity has become really one of the best, most shining examples of an actual journalist in America, just willing to follow the evidence and go after the story. And I can't believe I'm saying that, because my previous opinion of Sean Hannity wasn't that high. But man, he has proven himself on this story. He has absolutely nailed it on this story. And it's frankly the independent media too that's just hammering this home. And we've got a writer, J.D. Hayes. He's got a website called The National Sentinel. That's at, I think it's nationalsentinel.com, if I'm not mistaken. He's been covering this and doing great work on it. You've got Circa, Sarah Carter, who has also published stories on this. Just amazing. And many other websites. PJ Media has done good work. Daily Caller has done amazing work on this. And of course, the Gateway Pundit with Jim Hoft has just been hammering this home. Jim Hoft, I got to tell you, I'm so impressed with that guy's work on this and the speed and dedication that he has. You got to check out thegatewaypundit.com. And, you know, I don't want to leave people out, but there's also, you know, Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com. You know, Steve Quayle's been running all the headlines, All News Pipeline. Susan Duclos over there has been hammering headlines. You know, independent media has just been nailing this story, and it is a story for the ages. And, you know, we've been covering it a little bit at newstarget.com and a little bit at naturalnews.com, but since this isn't our focus, we're not breaking the news like these other sites are breaking the news on this topic. You know, our focus is, you know, food science, heavy metals, contamination, pesticides, nutrition, breakthroughs, you know, exposing the corruption of the vaccine industry, which frankly reminds me of the Clinton industry, you might call it at this point. But our focus is not pure politics, which is why we're not leading the way on these stories in particular. But when I see what others are doing and I understand the facts of what's emerging in this case, I am just blown away. I am blown away. As an American, I am so disgusted at what Hillary Clinton got away with and how the media helped her and her husband, her rapist husband, get away with their crimes for so long, and how the FBI has been corrupted and turned into a political hack organization by James Comey. I hope that guy spends the rest of his life behind bars. He deserves every day behind bars. And Robert Mueller, too, and the rest of the swamp creature gang. There's not one of them that represents the interests of the American people. There's not one of them that is a decent, honest, law-abiding law enforcement official. They are so damn corrupt. They are such traitors. Even using the word treason isn't too much for how to describe these people. And thank God that we've got some courageous members of Congress, a few of them, names like Nunes and Jordan, I believe, and a few others who are like the Freedom Coalition guys who are out there asking the tough questions. Thank God for those individuals who are daring to raise this point and ask the tough questions and demand the evidence and demand that real justice be served in America. Because I am incensed, as you might be able to tell, that, you know, we go to the voting booths and we vote trusting that the person we elect is going to be the person that's allowed to govern, right? This is the basic promise. This is the social contract of elections, that the person we vote into office is going to be allowed to govern. But now, today, because we have this traitorous criminal deep state apparatus, this American KGB, that they want to overthrow the results of the election. They don't want the people to be able to elect someone into office that the deep state doesn't approve of, because the deep state has to run everything. And they cover up their crimes. And they stack all their investigations with outrageous bias. And they fabricate false evidence and false dossiers. And they fake the news. And they distribute fake leaks to the media to create a fake narrative. And then they dare claim that they have a monopoly on truth and they have a monopoly on righteousness and justice. Give me a break. These people are disgusting. We should revoke their American citizenship and send them to Cuba, for God's sake. Send them to North Korea. They don't even represent the American philosophy. They don't even follow the Constitution. They are disgusting swamp creatures. They're disgusting. And they are threatening the entire premise of our republic. If you think about it, the only reason that we go to the polls and vote is because we have faith that our votes will count. And yet they, Robert Mueller, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, and all the other conspirators in this grand, horrible conspiracy, they are proving to us that our votes can be nullified by the deep state. Because the deep state runs everything, and they lie to us, and they fabricate, and they invent false evidence, and they create false narratives, and they will steal your country from you. And that's exactly what they're trying to do right now. This is a political coup underway in America right now. And their target has always been Trump all along, to destroy Trump, get him out of office, to nullify the will of the people, to steal the White House, and to infect and corrupt every sector of a weaponized government to be deployed as weapons against the American people. The IRS, the FDA, the CDC, the DOJ, the DEA, the FBI has been weaponized into a political weapon. We have lost the country that we thought we were participating in when we went to the voting booths and voted for President Donald Trump. We have lost that country, and we are on the verge of a civil war at this point because of what these people have done. These people like James Comey and Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton, these people must be put behind bars if we are to preserve any sense of trust in this republic and in the process of democracy. For us to save our country, these people have to be indicted, again, given a fair trial, and if they're found guilty of these crimes, and I don't see how they couldn't be, but we've got to let them have a fair trial, then they need to be put behind bars for life. They tried to steal our country from us. They tried to steal our elections. They tried to deceive us with their false information, their false accusations, their deceptive ways, sinister, demonic, satanic-inspired deception. Snakes and serpents, these people. Every one of them should be behind bars for life, as far as I'm concerned. So that's what we have to be aware of. Again, you're not going to hear a word of this in the New York Times because they're part of it. They are serpents as well. Snakes in the media. You're not going to hear a word of this from the Washington Post, the Jeff Bezos fiction rag that knowingly prints false information, false sources that they fabricate. The Washington Post already caught. They had to give up a Pulitzer Prize once already. Did you know that? They had to give it back because it was exposed that their writer was fabricating all their stories to win the Pulitzer Prize. That's on the record. Washington Post, fake news. Always fake news. Run by Jeff Bezos, a dangerous, greedy globalist who is using his newspaper as a weapon to destroy our democracy, to overthrow our republic, to steal the presidency from the people. And that's what it has come to. These people, these corporatists and these bureaucrats are so damn dangerous to our freedom, to our liberty, to our very future, that we, the people, we cannot stand by and remain silent. And that's why I'm speaking out every day against this, even though this is not my main focus. I'm not a political commentator by trade. That's not what I do day to day. I'm a lab scientist. I run science analysis of food contamination. I'm working on a method for pesticide analysis. But I am so incensed by this that they tried to steal our election and steal our country, and they very nearly got away with it because of the sinister, deceptive mainstream media. And I hope that history records your deeds and your names. We should have the James Comey Deception Memorial for what evil that guy has brought upon us, and the Hillary Clinton Mafia Boss Memorial. It is sickening. I'm sick of it. Read my websites. Jesus, I gotta cool down on this, man. Read my websites to stay informed, Trump.news and Clinton.news. I'll try to stay calm, but damn these people. They all deserve to go to jail for life. I'm telling you. Evil incarnate what these people are. I'm not gonna stay silent about it. Disgusting.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. high-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.